New Yorkers, we move fast. We got places to go, we got people to see. And if you take the bus, you're not gonna see those people, because they slow as hell. Today, we're here in the Bronx on Fordham Road, home of the BX12 bus. And this bus, despite being one of the busiest routes in the Bronx, is one of the slowest in the Bronx.
But one guy has a plan to make them faster. Democratic Socialist Zohran Mamdani, who could be the next mayor of New York. And he promises to make the buses fast and free.
How often do you use the bus to commute to work, home, etc.?
9 to 5 every day of the week, plus Saturdays to go to the library.
And how long is your commute usually? Like something that...
No.
I didn't mean to trigger you.
Mamdani's main opponent, former Governor Andrew Cuomo, says the plan to make buses free is unrealistic and too expensive.
Socialism does not work in New York City. It's antithetical. We're the business capital.
I'm born and raised in the Bronx, and a lot of people here are supporting Andrew Cuomo to be the next mayor. And a surprising thing happened in 2024, where a lot of people in the Bronx voted for Donald Trump.
Promises made, promises kept. Every promise that he's made, he has kept. No other president has ever done that.
And a lot of other people stayed home.
Well, I don't support neither one of them. I think I support myself. I follow myself because nobody's going to help us.
So you're sick of the two-party system?
Yeah, I forget them too.
So we wanted to know, can Mamdani really deliver on his promise? And what do New Yorkers think about it? We talked to nurses, teachers, parents, everybody about their commute.
How often do you take the bus?
I take this bus every day.
How often is this bus late?
It's late right now.
It's late right now?
And if it does come, it's packed full of people.
So there's not enough buses and they slow as hell.
And then when the ride is unpleasant because it's a can of sardines, smell like sardines. And then they want you to pay.
And then they want you to pay.
And then the bus looks like that. I can't even get on. I got a bad knee, so I can't stand. I'm standing here. That's why I'm holding up the wall.
You leaning up?
Yeah.
I thought you was just gangster with it.
I'm leaning, man, because this my knee hurts.
Sometimes, honestly, I've gotten tired of waiting, or I've gotten tired. Like, I'll look at the bus, and 5 buses will pass by me, right? And some of them are right behind each other, and they're packed. They're jam-packed. So I'm like, you know what? Forget this. I'm walking.
So if the bus introduced fare-free transportation on the buses. That
would help a lot of people, you know what I'm saying? Get to their commute, get to their work faster, because there's no money. Nobody, they just look around. There's no money out
there. Bonaparte used to look different.
Yes.
We both born and raised
here,
so.
Yes, everything going up, we ain't getting no money.
I feel as though the margin for the middle class is just separating. Like, it's either going to be you're rich or you're broke. It's not easy out here, my brother, it's not.
If you're a working class citizen, a free bus is going to put more money in your pocket.
Yes, that's it.
I'm going to be honest with you. They free for me now. I ain't paying for this.
Can I be honest? The people take the bus free anyways.
if it was really and truly free.
If it was really and truly free.
Without repercussions.
Without repercussions, I think it would work well. I mean, people already don't pay the fare. But as you know, New York City is expensive. I have coworkers that... not only work at the school, but after school, they take on other jobs. They've picked up contracts in hospitals, interpreting. I have a freelance job interpreting, so it's really expensive to live here.
Danny!
Nice to meet you.
We talked to Danny Perlstein. He's a bus expert, and he works at the Riders Alliance, an organization that supports the plan for fare-free buses.
So for everyday working-class people, the buses are like pretty much a lifeline.
The Bronx is the most bus-dependent borough because the subways all run north-south. Look at who's on the bus. Healthcare workers, grocery workers, daycare workers, all the people the city depends on, the backbone of New York's economy. And we're making people wait, you know, an extra 10 to 15 minutes every bus trip when we could be saving them time.
We have the slowest buses in America and more bus riders than any other U.S. city. The highest ridership is suffering the worst service in the United States.
So on an average day, the BX12 here on Fordham Road moves at around 6.8 miles per hour on average. That is very slow, B. Like, I could beat it on a scooter. My daughter could probably cartwheel faster than that. A dog, you know what I mean, on some Adderall probably moves faster than these buses.
Danny says fare-free buses are good for passengers, and they can also speed up the buses. Riders not having a swipe and entering through both doors makes boarding much faster.
So what can the mayor actually do to put these things into effect?
The mayor controls the streets. He can paint a bus lane, he can paint a busway, and get cars out of the way of bus riders. And the mayor controls the budget, right? For less than 1% of the budget, the buses can be free.
Busways, unlike bus lanes, put buses in the center of the street, protecting them from traffic. This can make buses up to 40% faster. Making the buses fare-free would cost about $700 million a year.
Of course, the big question is, how are you going to pay for it?
Great question, Kristen. Mamdani says he could raise $10 billion by increasing the corporate tax rate to 11.5% and slapping a 2% flat tax on New Yorkers who make more than $1 million a year. Some people say millionaires will leave the city if we tax them more.
A 13% income tax would create an express airline to Florida.
But a 2023 study showed that ain't true. Many more people leave the state because they can't afford to live here.
My opponent's proposal to provide free everything funded by raising taxes is pure ideological fantasy.
But we already have fast, free, reliable transit in New York City. And I'm standing right in front of it. The Staten Island Ferry, y'all.
It's the spirit of America, y'all. And it's free.
So the ferry's always been cheaper than other mass transit. But in 1997, Republican Mayor Rudolph Giuliani made it totally free.
Now, this was the same year that the city created free transfers between buses and subways with your MetroCard. The idea was commuters riding the ferry would swipe at a bus or subway anyway, so it was only fair. The ferry now costs $108 million a year to operate. That comes out to about $5 for every New Yorker.
I take the ferry about once a week. I always felt that all public transportation should be free, honestly. I mean, we pay so much taxes. I don't see how the MTA, you know, gets away with all these fare increases and all.
How often do y'all take the ferry?
On a daily basis, for real. A couple times a week. A
couple times a week?
Come see my Staten Islanders.
You got a shorty in Staten Island? That's, he started smiling when he said that.
Brooklyn.
Brooklyn. Oh, no, I'm not trying to make it hot.
Well, now I take it 3 days a week. The ferry's cheaper than paying the tolls with the Easy Pass and everything.
So the ferry being free, is it something that is helpful to you, like in your budget annually?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, I think it should be free, especially what they charge on the Verrazano. It's too much.
It's brutal, bro.
Yeah, it is.
Did y'all vote in the last presidential election?
Mm-mm. Nah, I ain't gonna lie, I didn't vote.
And who'd you vote for?
Trump.
Trump? Okay. And so the mayoral election is around the corner in November.
Right.
Is there anybody that you're leaning towards?
I'm leaning towards Curtis Sliwa.
I'm a Republican, so I voted for Trump, and I'm going to vote for Curtis Sliwa. If there was an outstanding Democrat, of course I'd vote for them. I don't vote party line, but I don't see that. I mean, the Socialist Democratic candidate says everything's going to be free. I don't understand how that's possible.
Is free transit something that y'all down with?
Yeah. This is America, bro. Like, we all trying to get the way we going, do what we got to do. Why do we have to pay? That's like us paying for hospital bills and shit. Like, if we get hurt, why we got to pay if we get hurt? That don't make no sense. Like, certain shit just be backwards. Like, they should free transportation, free medical, all that shit should be free.
The policies are popular. It's just that a lot of people are skeptical. We found that on the Staten Island Ferry and in the Bronx.
Sería caótico, pienso yo, para la ciudad, de la MTA especialmente.
Making the buses free only makes it bad for the workers. It's going to be even slower. So if we don't pay our fares, Albany's going to cut the services.
I've been talking to random people out here, and there seems to be a little bit of, like, resistance to this program. Why do you think that is?
I think people have been disappointed and disrespected and left out. And I think people are entitled to be skeptical, but we don't want people to be cynical, right? Things can change. We can transform our politics. We can transform our streets.
Yo, this guy's money. You kidding me? That was it. Button.
Depending on when you're watching this video, there are two big questions we're left with. Will Zoran's focus on affordability help him expand his base and win over some Cuomo and Adams voters? Maybe even some Sliwa and Trump voters? And win him the election? And secondly, if he wins, can he implement his campaign promises when he takes office? There's a coalition of billionaires and their lobbyists ready to stall him and point to his failures if he can't. But it's clear from the conversations I had that Zoran is building a model for a new kind of politics, one that centers working people over conventional thinking. And if he succeeds, it might radically change what we all think is possible.
Give yourself a shout out.
Shout out to me.
What's up, y'all? It's your boy, The Kid Mero, and I'm here with More Perfect Union because we are telling the stories that the billionaire-owned media won't cover. You know what I'm saying? And we need your help. comment with topics that impact you, you know what I mean? And don't forget to like and subscribe for more conversations with working people from the five boroughs of New York City and all across the nation.